You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Cloud9 Sleep Shop in the Merritt Square Mall has expanded to meet the growing needs of the community and customers. Cloud9 Sleep Shop now has a 10,000 square foot showroom with a wider variety of choices for customers to shop for bedroom, living room, and dining room furniture from nationally recognized brands such as Ashley Furniture. Cloud9 Sleep Shop also carries memory foam mattresses from Serta, Ashley Sleep, Enso, and many more. Cloud9 has furniture to meet the needs of budget-minded customers with quality furniture. Cloud9 Sleep Shop is a family-owned business that understands the needs of growing families. Furnish your home with one-stop shopping from Cloud9 Sleep Shop. Cloud9 Sleep Shop, centrally located in Brevard at the Merritt Square Mall. For more information, go to their website at cloud9sleepshop.com. Sita and friends.
When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 7 locations serving Brevard. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor's not available, with 7 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that's close by. And the number is easy to remember. Just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care, fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care, open 7 days a week, with the convenience of 7 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We are here in sunny Cocoa, Florida, and our show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thank you, my dear listeners, for tuning in to our show every Monday from 1 to 2 and making our show such a top-rated local show here in Brevard. My co-host is Ellen Little today. Thank you for being here again, Miss Ellen.
Thank you for having, and I'm so excited about today's guests.
Yeah, it's we do a lot of shows. Our show is all about giving our listeners an education and giving out valuable information about things that are going on around our nation and on our county right here in Brevard. But today we're talking to two people that are actually doing so much for the people of Brevard County by taking their talents, gifts, and abilities and their love for people and giving back to Brevard County and the United States, and in a minute you'll hear all over the world as well. In studio we have Pete Mulhosen, who is a co-director of the Brevard Renaissance Fair. Welcome to the show again, Pete.
Hi, thanks, Sita.
And he's wearing yellow, nice bright yellow that represents the Brevard Renaissance Fair, his shirt.
Yes.
And,
Huzzah!
Our second segment, as you all know, our show is unscripted, so we don't really have to a script that we follow. We just speak from the heart and give out all the information that we have. Carolyn Grimaldi is the owner of the shops at Strawbridge.
Shops in on Strawbridge.
It's actually on Strawbridge, right? I should
and
know
it
that,
is on
right?
Strawbridge.
Yes, shops on Strawbridge, and it's a local and unique emporium of small business owners that Carolyn is given a chance to display and sell and just be part of her unique shops so that people can sell their items. So welcome to our show, Miss Carolyn.
Thank you very much, Sita. And name, pleasure to be here.
Thank you. The name Grimaldi means chocolates.
Yes. In Brevard County, it certainly does. Yes. And many places in the world, there's a cool story that she'll tell us.
So we'll hear all about that later. But before we jump into Pete and his segment on our show, just want to say, you know, today's Martin Luther King's Day. And a lot of us, we speak about Martin Luther King and we understand what he meant to so many people. And for all of us, the American dream is alive and well. You do have to just be humanitarian, reach out and grab it. It's for everyone. Anyone who wants to come to the United States, who were born in the United States, it doesn't matter the color of your skin or your religion or what you look like. I think this is a day that I take for myself and my family and friends of reflection. Just set aside and try to remember the contributions of such an American hero. He was filled with purpose and passion. And for a lot of us, you know, we remember the quotes like, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And that also teaches a lot of us what our religion teaches us, that you should live your life as though you're that shining light, that people are looking up to you for guidance and wisdom. And we should take our experience and do what we can for all God's children on earth. I don't know, Ellen, if you've been watching all the quotes that are coming across on Facebook, but, you know, people sometimes they say, let's be thy brother's keeper in thoughts, words, and action. But sometimes I wonder if people actually do that or if they just say it.
Well, and sometimes our temperature of our climate in the United States says that we don't necessarily do it every day. And that's what we need to practice.
Right. And words, be careful of the words.
That's the line, right? I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they'll not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Right.
And we don't do enough of that. So hopefully we all practice that every day. Well, good message.
People say it all the time, but oftentimes we are judged by the color of our skin, mm-hmm. and we are judged by who we are. And I have a quick story. You know, I have a friend who is a physician from Nigeria, and he once told me that he had to walk into the hospital wearing his stethoscope around his neck a lot of times. And he said that one day he walked into the hospital and somebody had mistaken him for a janitor and said, here's the broom. They thought he was a new guy who was just coming into work. And the thing is, that's just a classic judgment call that people made that day. Right. And it's kind of a shame that people who are physicians and lawyers and doctors and business owners and just a regular mom and pop, that people still have to explain who they are in today's day and age. So sometimes I wonder how far we've come. And there are some people that are actually taking us back. So I think we all have to be mindful of our words. And my prayer today is that more and more people start looking in the mirror and asking themselves, really and truly, who am I? And what am I doing to make the world a better place, a more prosperous, healthy, united place, not just for myself and my family, but for everyone? You know, that's kind of like I know Carolyn said did you forget it was Martin Luther King's Day?
Well, I was reminded.
You were reminded, but you know, the thing is, it comes up so quickly.
It does. Right.
I mean, I feel like just yesterday we were doing a show and talking about it. But anyway, so Pete is one of those fellows who has taken his talent, gifts, and abilities and given back. So, Pete Mulhosen, this is your third or fourth time on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Probably, I think third or fourth time.
Yeah, and so, well, tell me a little bit about, tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about the Brevard Renaissance Fair. Just like a quick history, how did this come to be?
We started this 3 years ago we wanted to bring something to Brevard that Brevard had not had before, and that was a true, full-blown Renaissance Fair. Anthony DeRevy and I had talked, and we had put this plan together, and we executed it the first year, and it went wonderful. We had some challenges along the way, you know, like getting the castle up on the second weekend instead of the first, but we made it through there, and this is our third year now, and watching them build this and watching the crews out there and looking at the entertainment and all the things that are going on, I'm just totally impressed by what everybody's been doing.
So why do they call you the wizard? You are the wizard of the festival.
To put an event like this on takes a considerable amount of upfront money. And I'm no rich person by any means. My job was to try to make sure that we had all the money in place and all the things in place to make it happen. Anthony is the knight. Anthony fought the battles and got all the acts there and got all the other stuff. And then I pulled all the behind-the-scenes stuff to make sure that we could put the event on.
And such an Sita, you and I both went last year, and
I went
the first year,
and I went the year before as well. I dressed up.
Yeah. So it, but isn't it such an eclectic group of people? I mean, we talk about, you know, just in honor of Martin Luther King Day today, just the simple fact that you can walk in as anybody, play a part, and everyone is welcome, and everyone is applauded and just given such great accolades for the things that they do. It's just such a great feeling.
Well, you are transformed, and what the Renaissance Fair does for Wickham Park is amazing, because you look in there and you see the jousting knights, the wandering minstrels, the acrobats, tumblers, dancers, weavers, drums, bagpipers, craftspeople, and so many other things associated with historical themes. But Pete, when do you guys start the event planning?
Well, we've already started the event planning for 2019. It takes us more than a year to bring this event to life.
So for someone who's listening on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this morning, can you give them like a little vision? Like, what do you see when you walk in through the gate? You see the castles and you see the stage and you see all the things that are built. Just give them like a little, like a picture.
When you walk through the castle, we want you to walk back and marry old England. You're going to see the little walkways and the little stores of all the merchants and stuff back in history, before electricity, before cell phones, before TV sets, before anything like that. And that's what we try to bring, is this vision of going back in time, giving you a day away from all the electronics and stuff in the world, and allowing you to enjoy all the actors and all the musicians and all the talent that shows up. You know, it takes almost 500 people to put this event on.
It's amazing. And I love the fact that if you are walking around with your cell phone, that they go right into character. They stay in character. And I remember getting somebody walking up to me saying, "Is that your Oracle?" You know, like, and staying all in that character to the point that you put your cell phone away, because then you're missing out.
Well,
you really
I
missing
did not
out
put mine
experience.
Away because I took pictures.
You
and
were
I,
taking a ton of
and
pictures.
I took pictures and I filmed the singers. And I put it on my Facebook, and I had a few people that came just because of that.
Right.
Because you know me, I have to have my phone. But but you see, you know,
we have a group of lane characters and actors, and they put on a 3-part play during the day. And the group we call the Brevard Renaissance Acting Troops. They work with the Renaissance Fair, the young kids, older folks, anyways. But they spent a year working on lines and acts and costumes and stuff, so that they can do all of those things in the lanes, and they can interact with the audience.
And they can watch Man Ellen with her phone.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, get followed.
So for our listeners, if you attend a fair, you will see traditional people with traditional wares and skills, such as time-honored arts and crafts of weaving, blacksmithing, jewelry making, carving, woodworking, and they also have shows at various times. As well, Pete.
Right. We have entertainment shows, comedy shows, musical shows. We have bands that come in from this year from all over the world. One of the bands that we're bringing in this year is from Belarus, Stary Olsa. They perform all with old world instruments. We also have The Crack there this year, one of the fan favorites and stuff. They will really get the kids going.
Oh, they're awesome.
All the kids are welcome on stage.
Who were the ones with the fire? The girl who did the dancing and there was fire. The people like that, they were
Hips plotting. Of Destruction?
Yes.
Yes, they put on a great show.
I like that.
They're back this year. So
So tell the listeners, because there's going to be so many people that are going to want to participate, but is it family friendly? And I know that you have an education day, so touch on that just a little bit.
It is family friendly. We do have an adult tent where the humor is just a little bit adult rated and not for kids. But it is a family-friendly show.
Education day.
Yes, we have an education day.
Yeah.
The 2nd of February. You can get onto our website. We have special pricing for homeschooling, church groups, public schools and stuff, where it's a smaller show. We don't have all the shows that perform that day, But our goal is to educate you about the Middle Ages.
So, Pete, every year you have a different theme for the show. And last year was it the Canterbury Tales?
Last year was Excalibur.
Oh, was it? Okay, and so this year it's called The Season of the Hood?
Yes, Season of the Hood.
And who?
The Story of Robin Hood.
Oh, great. So who, obviously you have a committee, you and Anthony DeRivi and others.
No, Anthony DeRivi and...
Who picks the name?
Anthony and the group of, there's a group that meets every Monday night. And they develop the name, and they develop the concept, and then they put that all together. And then we just kind of expand from it from there.
Right. Yep. So the number one thing that the listeners on Viewpoint would see, and friends are probably wondering, where is first we're going to find out where is the Brevard Renaissance Fair taking place, and then get your pens and paper out so you can write down the dates and the time, right? So... Tell us, where is it taking place, the actual physical address?
We're right at Wickham Park, and it starts January 21st, or 20th and 21st, 27th, 28th, and then the 2nd through the 4th. The ticket windows will open up at 9 a.m., the gates will open up at 10. You really would like to get to the gate at 10 o'clock to see the opening part of the event.
That's so much fun, too.
We have a lot of fun at the opening and stuff, and the same at the closing at the end of the evening. At the end of the evening, we have all the groups that entertain that day come down to the main stage and do one more final song each, and then we call it a night. And that's at 6 o'clock at night every night.
And you're still looking for volunteers, correct?
We can always use volunteers.
So what would the volunteers be doing?
It can vary listening. Anywhere from parking to tickets to running product around there's a variety of things in the park. You could be at the main gate taking tickets. You could be out in the aisles having to do small tasks out in the aisles. We have volunteers that we use all over the place.
Is there any fringe benefits to being a volunteer?
There is. After a certain amount of hours, you can get a free ticket and a t-shirt. And after, I believe, 80 hours of volunteer work, you can get a t-shirt and a couple of tickets.
So for our listeners who are tuning in this morning to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on AM 1510 WWBC and FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7, this is Sita Begee, and the voice you're hearing, that calm, collected voice, is the voice of our good friend Peter Mulhausen, and he's a co-director of the Brevard Renaissance Fair. We also have Carolyn Grimaldi in our studio, and she'll be with us the second segment from the Shops on Strawbridge, and Ellen Little and I are here speaking with both of them. So, Pete, what are the hours for the Brevard Renaissance Fair?
Well, the ticket booths are going to open up at 9 a.m., and the gates open up at 10, from 10 to 6 every day.
And how much is the admission? Can you... I assume that the admission for children is a little bit less than the adults.
Right. The adult admission is $15. For kids, it's $7. We also encourage everybody. This year, we've added a weekend pass. It's $25 for 2 days. There's no way you can beat entertainment for 16 hours
right.
for $25.
Right. And can you upgrade if you buy a daily ticket? Can you upgrade it to a season pass?
Yeah, you can do that.
I bought the season pass, which gets you in.
Any day you want
to
come in.
Any day you want, so
that's
the whole time.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal for $45. For 6 days of entertainment. And I go back a lot. I was there in the morning, and I was there for the opening, and then there were times that I was working, and then I would just pop back in for a few hours here and there.
Right.
Got to go see the wizard.
Yeah. So
there's no way you can see all of the entertainment in one day.
That's
it's
right.
Impossible. It's, and that's the reason we did the weekend pass and then the season pass.
So what happens at to the Brevard Renaissance Fair if it rains? For our listeners who are afraid of getting a little soaked and messing up the historical costumes.
The rain or shine will still continue to play. There are a couple of acts that won't be able to perform. We have a high wire act this year. It's a little challenging in the rain or high winds. Those are probably the only act that won't be performing.
The jumping in the mud, they just like it better.
The mud guys enjoy the mud, that's right.
Right. Now we have a lot of... are you guys partnering with any businesses to help put on the Brevard Renaissance Fair?
No. We have some hotel deals that we have out there that you can work with. We're working with Candlelight and also with the Suites. that we have some deals with. If you're coming in from out of town or something or need to get a hotel room, contact us on our website, and we'll get you. We'll make arrangements to get you a special rate at those hotels.
And here's a good time for you to give the website, considering so many people on their phones and computers and stuff, the website and how they could contact the Brevard Renaissance Fair to get their tickets.
BrevardRenaissanceFair.com is our thing, is our website. To get a hold of us, you can just click on an info there, and it'll send us an email, and it sends it to multiple individuals. So, or you can do it on our Facebook page. You can send us a message on our Facebook page, Brevard Renaissance Fair, and we respond within the hour.
So, Pete, tell our listeners a little bit what happened when you first thought of having the Brevard Renaissance Fair, the vision, you know, with your wisdom and experience, you wanted to have this fair. Were there people that actually believed that we could do such a fair and such a large-scale basis right here in Brevard County, Florida?
There was. We had originally done a couple of dragon festivals, which were supposed to be Renaissance fairs, but they really weren't. And it was the actors and all of the people that came to me after the second year of the Dragon Festival and said, we want to put on a full-blown, full-scale Renaissance Fair, and will you help us? And when I got the commitment from all of them, then I made the commitment to do whatever I needed to do to make it happen. And I told them to do whatever they needed to do to make it happen. And that's what they've done, is they have gone out and they've worked hard now for 3 years in a row to put on an event that's just amazing to watch. I stand up on the hill and I watch the village get built every year, and it's just amazing to watch all the people. And then once the event opens up, I get a chance to walk up there again and look around and see the thousands of people wandering through Wickham Park, enjoying themselves, and the smiles on the kids' faces and the adults and stuff. And that's what it's all about.
Right.
It is such it's like Disney.
Yes.
But it's like a medieval Disney.
Right.
Where you get all of that. And that interaction, it's just like a character at Disney that would interact with you. But they're such in, just like Disney, they're such in character the whole entire time.
And
so
they love it.
It's such an experience.
They absolutely
and,
love
and Sita, when you went with your family last year, did you buy some of the costumes at the
fair? No, I did not. But you, I mean,
they have them there.
They've right. got them. But we have some that we had. One for Halloween that happens to be medieval costumes, so we could wear them again.
Yeah.
And that's a good time to actually wear your costumes if you were like a king or queen or princess or something like that. You can use
the
same costume.
We encourage people.
You're
you
a
can
pirate
come,
wench.
You can come any. Yeah, you can come any way you would like. You can wear costumes, and we watch kids make costumes out of cardboard and stuff, come in with their sword and their shield, and they're just as happy as can be. But that's what it's all about.
And
you
it's
can
Wickham.
Live your own. You can have your own fun.
That's right. It's Wickham Park, so is it dog friendly as well?
It is dog friendly. We do charge a fee for dog entrance and stuff.
Okay.
Just for cleanup purposes and things of that nature.
Sure.
So
Pete, what can we expect to see in the future from the Brevard Renaissance Fair Committee?
Oh, now there's a quick question. Oh,
yeah, because I know we're planning for 2019 already, but what else is... Because I have this funny feeling that you guys are going to outgrow Wickham Park.
We would love to have our own land and build our own permanent buildings and things like that. But
oh my God,
trying to find that around here is almost next to impossible. Something I've worked on for 3 years now and haven't been able to find.
Yeah, we need to find the dudas that have an excess of land.
You need a good 40.
You need some investors.
Yeah, you need 40 to 50 acres of property to be able to put on a good solid Renaissance fair.
Well, here's your pitch on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Make your 30-second pitch. Maybe there's an investor listening out there that has some land that they could donate, or maybe they can sell it real cheap, like gift it to the Brevard Renaissance Fair.
If you're
there's
out,
somebody
if
who
you're
hit the
out
lottery
there, get
in
a
Long
hold
Beach.
Of me, you know?
No, but why not? There are people that are very generous with things like that, and if they believe in something, they will do it. So we ought to spread the word.
We would love to see, to get in with all of the big like the Texas Renaissance Fair and some of the other huge Renaissance fairs, you have to have your own land where you can build your own permanent structures and stuff, and then you can really make this thing something big.
So,
but it requires land, and land in Brevard County is very expensive.
Yeah.
It is.
You know what? So what if we have a teacher listening out there, or someone from a church, or somebody from a community group, that they would like to still come in and see be part of the students and teachers' exploration and the encampments at the Medieval Marketplace, how would they get a hold of you guys?
The easiest way to do that is to go right to our website, brevardrenaissancefair.com, go to the education section, fill in the information, name of your group, the amount of people and stuff, and the email will get forwarded to the right individuals, and they'll contact you right away to get things set up with you.
Right. So, Pete, when I saw you there, I have to say, I believe in reincarnation, right? And then I saw you there in your costume, and I swear, I feel like you belong back then, too. I feel like you're born again into this century, but you fit in so perfect. What is it about the Renaissance period that made you fall in love with it so much? Because you just fit in.
I enjoy it. It must be my ancestry and stuff, being from Europe and everything, you know. I just feel comfortable without all of the electronics and stuff. It's really nice to get away and just to enjoy life and stuff and not have all that electronics around you. And everything is going, you know, nowadays everything goes 100 miles an hour. If something happens 2 minutes later, the whole entire world knows that. Right. Back then it took weeks,
yeah, months, you mean like
somebody. Yes.
Yeah, we know.
Well, yes. And back then things took time. People had time to think about stuff. If something happened, it took weeks and months sometimes for people to communicate that. And people had a chance to think and discuss it. And those days are pretty much gone.
Right. And yeah, you guys given local groups an opportunity to showcase their talent as well.
We do. Like I said, we have the group called the Brats, the Brevard Renaissance Acting Troupe. It's probably made up of about 75 to 100 people that actually spend the entire year getting ready for this. We have another group, Youth in Harmony, that's going to perform there. We've got several other local groups and stuff. I'm trying to remember them all by name. You know how that goes.
At my age,
you're happy if you remember your own.
Yes.
But yeah, we have a lot of groups that are coming. We've got Splattertime Players that are going to be there. Acrobellum is going to be there.
And these were people that were there last year as well. So yes. It seems to me like this year you guys were able to reach out to more international people who are coming in to performers. Because I think there's a group that's coming from Ireland.
We have a group coming from Belarus,
mm-hmm.
Stari Olsa. They perform all their songs, classical songs with all old world instruments and stuff. I think if you're there for Education Day, you're going to learn a lot because they really know their old world instruments. They're also performing a special for us on the second Saturday night, and we have tickets on the website, brevardrenaissancefair.com, for that night. They performed an MTV special in Europe playing all modern songs with old world instruments. So if you like Pink Floyd or Metallica or AC/DC, come on out and check it out. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
And now there's no need to pack a lunch. I mean, unless you want to bring lunch because you have a special diet, because there's lots of food there.
Right. We've got tons of food, from turkey legs to pizza to burgers to Chinese to you name it, we've got it.
Yes.
I was there yesterday and they were already building the food booths and stuff. So they learned from last year some of the things they wanted to change, and this year they're doing a whole different setup. It's going to be a lot nicer for everybody.
Well, last year the lines for the food were so long, but I mean, once you get in, you don't want to leave. Now, the only thing I will tell my friends on Viewpoint with Seat and Friends and people who are tuning into our show, make sure you dress warm, because I did take my jacket and I took my scarf, because if you don't dress warmly when the music starts, then you end up leaving and you don't get to listen to the good songs and the dances and stuff because you're so cold.
Right. Yeah, you do want to dress appropriate for the weather.
Yeah. Right.
And appropriate for the day. I mean,
well, check the weather report.
Rain,
you could check the weather report before you head out, and actually you can keep it in your cars. Before. So the nice thing about the Brevard Renaissance Fair is there's lots of parking. Mm-hmm. It's in a very great place, the Brickham Park. The tickets are priced very, very well. It's a family event, and there's security there too as well, right? People don't have
security.
To worry.
No, we have the Melbourne Police Department's there. Like they told me, this is the easiest event they've ever worked. So the most fun event they've ever worked, too.
So one more time before we go off air with this segment with the wizard, of the co-creator of the Brevard Renaissance Fair, Pete Mulhausen. Tell us the website one more time, and we'll have all our listeners, Ellen will direct them to that site by putting it up on our website as well.
The website is brevardrenaissancefair.com. You can get all your information from there. You can contact us from there, or if you'd like, you can find us on Facebook, Brevard Renaissance Fair.
I tell you, Ellen, this is a time when our nation needs to come together, and what, where else can we do it but a place of comfort and peace and simplicity and a place where we can dance.
That's right.
I love to dance. It doesn't matter what kind of music, but that music makes you sway your hips and you want to just jump up on the stage with the people and just, it takes you away. It's like Pete said, no phones, no technology, just people who are, who want to be there with smiles on their faces. It takes you back to the medieval times and how easy it was back then.
One more reason for everyone to experience Brevard County and all of the things that are going on, which is what Pete has done as long as I've known you. You've tried it with the Dragon Point project and other things, and cleaning up the lagoon. I mean, you're just such a part of this community. So thank you for doing all of this.
He is
an
American hero,
sure,
of Brevard.
He certainly is.
Because who would have thought that you would have taken, you know, by being part of Save the Dragon Point and an activist for Annie the Dragon, and take it to where you had the vision to do something for the Arts and Cultural Foundation just right here in Brevard County. That's what it is. It's just a beautiful work of art. So thank you. And say hi to your lovely wife and son, Lucas. We're always following him as well, whatever he's up to these days.
Yes.
And he's also helping you, right?
He is actually working at the Renaissance Fair right now. They're actually, both my boys are there,
right,
and my wife. That's
so awesome. And if you want, you can make a pitch for volunteers as well. Looks like we still have a couple of seconds.
No. We're gonna actually transition now, and I just want to speak, Sita, about some of the other great people in Brevard County that are sponsoring Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Certainly, Jotkoff Financial Group has been a proud sponsor ever since the very beginning of the show. They're certified public accounting and registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. They can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, business consulting, financial planning, and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. They have 3 locations in Florida, in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County. And you can contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard. They're located on Wickham Road. Telephone number is 321-984-7345, or you can simply go to www.jotkoff.com. That's spelled J-O-T-K-O-F-F. Another one of our proud sponsors is Dixie Crossroads. They are located in Titusville, Florida, and Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib and chicken, and fresh salads, and they're famous corn fritters for over 31 years. Their menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, Florida, and they range from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood. So you want to visit this great Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. Their phone number is 321-268-5000, and their website is dixiecrossroads.com.
That's wonderful. We have great sponsors. And
we
do. I've eaten at Dixie Crossroads, and the food is just delicious, and everything is so fresh. Yeah. Staff is very, very friendly as well. I love it, and I love my, you know.
So we want to talk to another Brevard historian, at least part of Brevard history.
So, lady, what a mission. Now, when you talk about having
a
mission.
This is a tough act to follow.
Yes, it is a mission. So for our friends who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this afternoon here on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7, welcome back. Our first segment was with Pete Mulhausen, and he spoke with us about the Brevard Renaissance Fair that's taking place starting this weekend, next weekend, and the following weekend. Right, Pete? 3 weekends?
Correct.
3 weekends, and there are weekend passes. So the next guest is Carolyn Grimaldi. And Carolyn Grimaldi, everyone knows the name because it signifies chocolates. She is the owner of the Shops on Strawbridge. It's a local and unique emporium here, right here in Brevard County. So, Carolyn, tell us a little bit about yourself and why the Shops on Strawbridge.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sita, for having me. The Shops on Strawbridge is a concept of bringing together the best of local merchants, what the best that Brevard has to offer. I started this with a vision, like so many great businesses start. We're an artisan marketplace, and my father, everyone seems to know the name Grimaldi. My father began Grimaldi Candies in that building, so we're in the old candy factory. And the
factory sounds very historical as well.
somewhat historical. Yes. My dad started the factory in 1970, which in 72 he went to downtown Melbourne. So I've been there a long time. I've seen a lot of changes.
It's so funny when you walk through downtown Melbourne with Carolyn. She says, "Oh, so and so used to live there,
yes,
and so and so's shop used
all
to
the
be
houses.
There." And so it's such a cool, rich history that you have in downtown
Melbourne. Melbourne is a very historic place. There are a lot of very cool things that were there that have transformed to even cooler businesses. But
I do want to say the one thing that your dad put Melbourne on the map because of the chocolate with Disney.
Well, Disney was a factor. 1975, Walter Disney opened Disney World in Orlando. And a lot of people don't remember how Main Street USA in Disney World looked in the 70s, but it was very much like a small town. And the persona that Disney had was to recreate that local flair. And my father was interviewed and went through a quite lengthy process by the candy buyers, and his candy was featured in Main Street USA's candy shop. And that was a pretty big deal for
huge.
Us.
Huge, like some people say, huge.
Huge!
It was a huge deal. I should tweet that out.
Yeah, but so, honestly, the shops on Strawbridge, I think about that, like that same theme, like that downtown, Main Street USA theme.
And Main Street USA had an emporium, which is quite different now than it was, but that, as a child, to me, was fascinating. So that emporium sort of stayed in my mind. And when the candy factory had been vacant for so long, we had tried many, many different things to try to get it rented. And it required a lot of vision.
Yeah.
It needed a lot of work.
A work of love.
A lot of love.
So obviously there's a problem that you're solving with when you open the shops of Strawbridge. What would you probably saw so many people in our town that wanted a place to showcase what they were doing, and so you solved a problem. So what do you feel? How did you feel about that?
Well, that's part of what I feel. So many small businesses can't afford that brick and mortar, and it's a very big process to go through, either leasing a building or, of course, buying a building. And so many phenomenal small merchants needed a place to start, and that's kind of one of the things that I really wanted to give those artists and artisans a place and a way to give our community a place to shop that was, you know, not something that was purchased and resold, but something that was actually made with someone's hands and something that is local. And that's important to me. My family had a local business, and that local business gave people jobs, and it provided services and goods. And I feel like downtown, especially downtown Melbourne, is in a transition, and we really are going to have a lot more residential people coming in. We've got a lot of business that is happening, and I think that people want to shop small. They want to have that experience.
Especially as you get older, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the young kids still like shopping online or going to the big brick and mortar walls, but I think that's how you differentiate yourself from your competition. Your special sauce is that you care about people, and your father did as well.
Exactly.
And what people, like we always say, what people are doing with their hands, with their minds. Not everyone is cut out to go to college and become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, but people can be creative, and they can use their talent to create a lifestyle for themselves. And you're offering them at the shops on Strawbridge a place where they can bring their goods and offer their services
exactly,
to others.
Exactly.
And I've been in it, and I know it's how big is it?
We have approximately 6,000 square feet total. The front, which has got what I call the marketplace, is about 4,000 square feet, 3,800, something like that. And then in the back, we have a studio. We have a phenomenal studio in the back. It's we do Zumba and we do dance fitness classes. We've also just recently started a Kangoo class. And Kangoo are these phenomenal rebound jumping shoes. And they were the shoes themselves were created for the astronauts when they came back to Earth and had to get used to having gravity again because they were in zero gravity. So these rebound jumping shoes were used mostly for running because they take the impact off of your knees and your hips. And Bouncing V, my daughter-in-law, Vanita Carson, fell in love with these Kangoo shoes and decided she was going to go and get certified. And she's teaching classes, which is kind of a dance class, but a dance class with a huge bounce
so
to it.
So a variety of things can be
found
on the shops of Strawbridge.
And we have merchandise, we have classes, we do events, and we're still building. We're in the process of building our cafe. That should be probably early this spring that we get it finished. I have a lot of faith in downtown Melbourne.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Carolyn Grimaldi, who is the owner of the Shops on Strawbridge. Can you tell us the address for the Shops on Strawbridge and if someone wanted to come by?
Go right ahead.
Go ahead. The phone number or the website?
Okay. If someone wants to stop by, please do. We're at 815 East Strawbridge Avenue. We're across the street from City Hall, and Meg O'Malley's is right next to us. You can park in the parking lot behind Meg's. We're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And our website is www.shopsonstrawbridge.com. Shops is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E-S, just to be a little different.
Yes, I was going to say. So you had the grand opening, right? And that was well attended.
We had a grand opening. We've had a ribbon cutting. We've had all kinds of events. And downtown Melbourne does come out. They seems like whenever you have music, people start coming. So we try to do an event with music from time to time. And people do enjoy coming out and just looking and listening. And we try to support local musicians
as well. And you also have at the Shops of Strawbridge, you have some cakes too. So you have, there was a woman making cake and selling.
Well, we have a
bakery.
We have a merchant, a shop owner. Her name is Jessie May. And Jessie May does beautiful cakes. She makes all kinds of wedding cakes and anniversary cakes. It's on special order though. So we don't carry them there, but if you stop by, I can give you all her information.
Yes, yes.
But she does phenomenal things. And for our grand opening, she did a cake that actually danced. It was pretty phenomenal, Jesse, if you're hearing me.
You know, what was nice about the grand opening is a lot of the vendors that you have at the Shops on Strawbridge, they all came out and they also participated in the grand opening. And people had sandwiches and cakes and we were talking to each other. You had somebody who was an author was there. How did you bring so many people together? Because I know when you first started, I had no idea that you were going to have little spaces for everyone. What gave you that idea that I can take the space and I can divide it into three or four areas and have different people partake in it?
Well, it's really an old concept that has been sort of enlivened once again, an old concept of taking a big space and dividing it up among small shop owners and merchants. The old marketplaces in the Renaissance were exactly that. You had a giant space and everyone had a place to congregate, and the vegetable person went one place and the hat maker went another. And that concept of taking a big space and dividing it up and everyone sharing the expenses makes it a little bit easier for someone to afford to have a spot and have a brick and mortar. So it's really an old concept. It's kind of become new again because I think that most people want to get away from spending their money at giant multinational corporations that you can buy the same product in California as you can New Jersey. Those big shops and those big stores, I think that a lot of people really want something that they can say, I know the author of this book, or I know the person that painted this picture. And they have that emotional connection with that merchandise. And sometimes they have spoken with the author, or they have bought a CD from a local band that they saw performing, or something of that nature. And I think that all of us human beings really want to have that
connection.
Human touch.
It's almost a connection. And
I made a Bruce reference.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, you know what?
Anybody
Bruce Springsteen is on your mind.
Anybody who knows
we are a village,
that
right?
We
are
love.
A village. It's almost like you walk in there and it's so friendly and it's warm and inviting, and it is a village of people that came together to have this beautiful place called the Shops on Strawbridge. And we've got good parking.
Yes, we do.
I have my products at the Shops of Strawbridge as well. And
I've played music there.
Yes, a few times. You've put your special, it's almost like you put your special brand, and the Shops of Strawbridge stands out because of such a caring owner. Not everyone have that in them where they want to give somebody else a chance, you know?
Right.
So it really feels good. So, Carolyn, you also have a website, right?
We do.
So you could give us your website.
www.shops, S-H-O-P-P-E-S, on strawbridge.com. And we are located on Strawbridge,
right.
815 East Strawbridge.
And so what other artisans or what other clue? Because I know we've talked about this before, about the different types of shop owners that you're looking for. And you still have space available.
Oh, yes, we do. We have a lot of space available. I'm looking for high-quality, handmade merchandise. There's not a specific type of merchandise, but there is a specific quality that I'm looking for. And I really want something that someone can really look at and feel a connection with that artist. It could be a piece of jewelry. It could be a painting. I have a woman who makes handmade children's clothes that are just beautiful. And those types of items are the kinds of items that I would like to carry in our shop. And the kinds of people that I would like to bring together are those people who appreciate something that's handmade, who appreciate something that's unique, and who don't want something that's cookie cutter that you can find at a big box store.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm looking for. And I do want to make a Martin Luther King quote, because
yes.
I have a ton of faith in Melbourne, Florida. I have a ton of faith in downtown. And my concept, this Shops on Strawbridge concept, is still a work in process. And I have a lot of faith that this will become a destination in downtown. And Dr. King said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. The
yeah.
whole staircase isn't built yet.
That's right.
But I have faith that downtown will grow and thrive, and the merchants that are in our shop will grow and thrive also. Well,
you know, it makes me remember, I was chatting with a friend of mine a couple of days ago, and we were saying, you know, we can change all the laws we want, but we will not see real change unless we change our hearts and minds and
Absolutely.
Continue to be more kind and respectful to each other.
Absolutely.
And I think the Shops of Strawbridge kind of, in a way, it has that feel of kindness and compassion
Thank
and care for others, because you don't really have to do this, but it's something that you feel as though you're giving back to the community. And, you know, it feels good to have someone like you in our community in downtown Melbourne that is working so diligently to bring people together. Because when you bring people together, you share ideas and
Yes.
you listen to each other and you hear people's stories. Annette, everybody was born with a golden spoon.
Oh, no.
You know, everybody wants that opportunity.
Everybody has had their stories, and even people that were born with a silver spoon or a golden spoon, they have their stories and trials and tribulations, too. And I think that we all need to be very respectful of one another. We have a multicultural group of people in our shop, and I'm so pleased. So many people want to see what separates us, but what makes us so similar are so, that's what's important.
Right.
Those are the things that we need to focus on. We all love our children. We all love our families. We all require.
But we're unique individuals as
right.
well. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter where you come from or where you're going or who you belong to. People want to be appreciated.
Yes.
And they want to be appreciated not just as a, in your profession, but also when they create things.
Yes.
Give them the benefit of a doubt that it's beautiful and their work of art is so wonderful. So what resources does someone need to have if they wanted to speak with you and get a little spot in the shops on Strawbridge?
What resources? Just come talk to me. We make it work for just about everybody.
So you're like the Shark Tank of Melbourne.
Not exactly. No. We are like the minnow tank of Melbourne, okay?
We got the little tiny tank.
Little minnow tank, and everybody's friendly and plays nice.
No,
it's very simple to become a merchant. Just
There's an application on the website, so you can actually go to the website and at least start on some of the questions, because there's a lot of shop owners or potential shop owners that hadn't really put much thought into actually selling the product, right? They're artists. So artists are usually the toughest customers to get them to price things out, because it's part of them. They, you know, it's been hanging in their own house for a while that they have a tough time parting with it. So those questions that are on the website really give the person an opportunity to put some thought forward.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So what's in the future for the shops on Strawbridge?
What's in the future is, like I said, we're still building. Very soon we'll have the area that used to be the candy kitchen will be built into a cafe. We're going to offer more and more of our classes, our fitness classes, and also some educational classes. We do calligraphy classes. We're going to start doing some art classes.
Cooking classes.
We'll do some cooking classes once we get the kitchen built. And we'll probably do at least one event a month. We usually do an open house when we have our Friday Fest downtown. Every second Friday of the month, we do a Friday Fest, and we throw the doors open and usually have some music. Maybe I can get Ellen to play for us this coming Friday Fest, which is going to be the 9th of February.
You know what I like is what I think Jaron Eisenberg is still down there with
Yes, Jaron is wonderful. Thank you, Jaron, for all you do if you're listening.
I know. What she has done with downtown Melbourne and all the merchants, it's phenomenal, because people, it's different now. I mean, people are shopping more. There's more eating places. We've got the parking garage. For people who don't know about downtown Melbourne, the second Friday of every month, the streets are closed off.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you're part of that as well.
We do an open house during that period of time, and we stay open extended hours. And they usually have at least one or two musical acts in the streets. Usually all the merchants stay open a little bit late, so it's a lot of fun. It's second Friday of every month, not every single month. We don't have one this January, and in the fall we have some events which really they
like the food and wine festival.
The food and wine festival.
They serve the art festival, like
art
you
festival,
and I.
Yeah.
The art festival's in Wickham Park now, but the art festival was a phenomenal event in downtown.
And they were planning to build a hotel right next door. Are they still going to be doing that?
That's still in the works. I really can't comment.
Because we need
that
space for parking.
That's right. So we all need to go protest.
No, because every time I come there and I find a space, I'm like, thank God. But then my mind starts wavering. I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope they don't build that a hotel. Because
I hope? I hope everybody ditches the car and drives their bike.
A bike
exactly.
over.
Wouldn't that be cool if we had one of those for the city where it's the bike, because you can pick those up. There's big cities.
Yeah,
that
they have.
You could pick up the bike, put your bike share
it's
program.
It's coming. Like she says, everything, you know, you're just the staircase We're still climbing, right?
We're still climbing. So, we have faith, and we really, really need to, not just in downtown Melbourne, but we really, really need to consider ditching our cars and walking a little bit more. And there's a lot of places that you can park. You just have to walk.
That's right.
But take fewer cars downtown if you can. Buddy up. Put six people in that car. It'll fit.
It'll work.
We really do. We really need to consider, when you talk about parking, my biggest thing about parking is we have plenty of parking. We just have too many cars. Take fewer cars downtown, please.
Yeah. She's right. I remember at one point we always had six cars in our driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, why do we need six cars? You know, four children, two parents, right? But it's the truth. We would say, well, can you carpool? But never wanted to. But now all of a sudden everybody is into fitness and health and eating right and, you know, watching preventative medicine. And they're wanting to drive together, and which is nice.
And we really do need to take care of our mother.
Yes.
Mother Earth needs us to take care of her.
Yeah, like we said, not just in thoughts and words, but in actions as well. So have your dad, did he see what you've transformed that old Grimaldi building into?
Oh, my dad has been there many a time. He was at the ribbon cutting. I must say, this would not be possible without my father. My father is one of the most generous human beings on the planet, and he has facilitated this. That old building just needed a lot of love and a lot of money too. So, you know, this business would not have happened without him.
He was there one of the nights I was playing music, and Carolyn's entire musical family, we kind of jammed out.
Oh yes,
and he was getting into it. So he's a big part.
With the remaining minute left, I just want to tell him that, you know, I'm working in nursing homes, and a lot of our patients who are from Melbourne or surrounding areas, whenever their relatives send them a Grimaldi's candies, a lot of them know of your dad or who he was, and they always have positive things to say about him. So I want to just say to him, if he's listening, thank you for your service, and thank you for raising such a wonderful daughter and family and setting such a great example. They say, if you want your children to do great things, live by example, and he certainly did. So thank you, Mr. Grimaldi. That name just makes me want to go on and get a potato chip coated with candy.
With chocolate, right?
We got them.
What a gracious. So the website one more time for the Renaissance Fair, Pete?
BrevardRenaissanceFair.com.
And Carolyn, yours for the Shops on Strawbridge?
ShopsOnStrawbridge.com.
Right. So and for all
and
our
we'll
listeners.
Make sure we put all that on our website so that all our listeners can get a hold of all of that information. On Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, our main website is SitaMediaInc.com. You can find all of our past shows. You can download them and certainly find all the great information. And Sita, once again, another fantastic episode. Can't wait till next week.
I can chat with these two forever. Again, goodbye, my dear listeners. We'll hear from you next Monday. Just tune in.
Thank you.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
We bow down and confess you are Lord in this place. We bow down and confess.